You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All to Jesus I surrender, all to Him I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him, in His presence daily live. I surrender all to Thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. Can we, each one of us individually, make that claim? Look at what Jesus told His disciples, what would happen to those that suffer a loss for following Him. Matthew chapter 19, verse 27, Then Peter answered and said to Him, See, we have left all and followed You. Therefore, what shall we have? So Jesus said to him, Assuredly I say to you, that in the regeneration, when the Son of Man sits on the throne of His glory, you who have followed Me will also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who has left houses, or brothers, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for My sake, for My name's sake, shall receive a hundredfold and inherit eternal life. That is the reason we must surrender all. If we love Him, we obey Him. If we love Him, we follow Him. If we love Him, we do what He says. If we love Him, we enter into a covenant relationship with Him when we accept Him as our Lord, Master, and Savior. That means He calls the shots, not us. How many people out there today listening are willing to surrender all? I'm going to propose something to people. The vast majority of Christians out there are not willing to make that choice. When the rubber meets the road, they're just not willing to make that commitment. When you follow the real Jesus, there is a cost. Everyone has to make a choice when this happened. Look what happened here in Daniel chapter 3, verse 1. We're given an example. Nebuchadnezzar the king made an image of gold whose height was 60 cubits and its width 6 cubits. He set it up in the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. And King Nebuchadnezzar sent word to gather together the satraps, the administrators, the governors, the counselors, the treasurers, the judges, the magistrates, and all the officials of the provinces to come to the dedication of the image which King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Verse 3, So the satraps, the administrators, the governors, the counselors, the treasurers, the judges, the magistrates, and all the officials of the provinces gathered together for the dedication of the image that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up, and they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Then a herald cried aloud, To you it is commanded, O peoples, nations, languages, that at the time you hear the sound of the horn, flute, harp, lyre, and psaltery, in symphony, with all kinds of music, you shall fall down and worship the gold image that King Nebuchadnezzar has set up. And whoever does not fall down and worship shall be cast immediately into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. So at that time, when the people heard the sound of the horn, flute, harp, lyre, and in symphony with all kinds of music, all the people, nations, and languages fell down and worshipped the gold image which King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. And that is what is the normal. That is what people are told. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.